Shake the dust off the sorting hat because we're going to Hogwarts. For this week's episode, we're covering the other three houses besides Gryffindor. It's trivia about Slytherin, Hufflepuff, and Ravenclaw, their houses and their members both past and present. If you need more trivia, check out dorkygeekynerdy.com. This is episode 372 of the Dorky Geeky Nerdy Trivia Podcast. I'm your insufferable know-it-all host, Brian Rollins. Let the sorting and trivia begin. The Dorky Round. Slytherin. Number 1. What family had a long history of being in Slytherin, including Draco and his parents? The Malfoys. Number 2. Who was the founder of Slytherin House? Salazar Slytherin. Number 3. Where would you find the entrance to the Slytherin Common Room? In the dungeons. The common room itself is located next to or underneath the Great Lake. Number 4. What family had a long tradition of going into Slytherin until Sirius came along? The noble and ancient House of Black. Number 5. With the exception of the final book, who was head of Slytherin House? Severus Snape. Number 6. During Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, who was the head of Slytherin? Horace Slughorn. Number 7. What animal represents Slytherin? A snake. Number 8. Who is the house ghost for Slytherin? The Bloody Baron. Number 9. According to The Cursed Child, which of Harry Potter's children are in Slytherin? Albus Potter. Number 10. Two Slytherins were Defense Against the Dark Arts teachers. One was Snape. Who is the other? Dolores Umbridge. You could argue Amicus Caro fits this, but he taught the dark arts, not defense against them. The Geeky Round. Hufflepuff. Number 1. Who was the founder of Hufflepuff House? Helga Hufflepuff. Number 2. Where would you find the entrance to the Hufflepuff Common Room? Near the kitchens. Bonus trivia, the Hufflepuff Common Room is the only one we don't see in the Harry Potter books. Number 3. who was the head of Hufflepuff during the book series? Professor Pomona Sprout. Number 4. What animal represents Hufflepuff? A badger. Number 5. Which Hufflepuff authored the textbook Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them? Newt Scamander. Number 6. Who is the house ghost for Hufflepuff? The Fat Friar. Number 7. Which Hufflepuff was murdered at the end of the Triwizard Tournament? Cedric Diggory. Number 8. Which Auror and protege of Mad-Eye Moody was in Hufflepuff? Nymphadora Tonks. Number 9. Which Hufflepuff would go on to run the Leaky Cauldron and marry Neville Longbottom? Hannah Abbott. Number 10. What are the house colors of Hufflepuff? Yellow and black. The Nerdy Round. Ravenclaw. Number 1. Which member of Ravenclaw House helped Harry in the Ministry of Magic and had a love of magizoology? Luna Lovegood. Number 2. Who was the founder of Ravenclaw House? Rowena Ravenclaw. Number 3. Where would you find the entrance to the Ravenclaw Common Room? Don't overthink it. They're in Ravenclaw Tower. Number 4. Professor Flitwick, head of Ravenclaw, taught what subject? Charms. Number 5. In the books, what animal represents Ravenclaw? An eagle. It was changed to a raven in the movies. Number 6. Which two Defense Against the Dark Arts teachers came from Ravenclaw? The first two in the books, Quirrell and Lockhart. Number 7. How do you enter the Ravenclaw Common Room? You must answer a riddle. Number 8. Who is the house ghost for Ravenclaw? The Grey Lady. Number 9. Which Ravenclaw has a twin sister in Gryffindor? Padma Patil. Number 10. Which Ravenclaw owns a wand shop in Diagon Alley? Garrick Ollivander. And we're done with Slytherin, Hufflepuff, and Ravenclaw. How did you do? What's your house? I suspect there's a disproportionate number of Ravenclaws, like myself, in the audience. If you're looking for a way to help support the show, check out my audiobooks. You can find me on Audible, Apple, and even Hoopla if your library has it. I have several new titles coming out this year, including the second book in the Phelan O'Connor Vampire series and the YA fantasy David Rose and the Forbidden Tournament. Next week, it's video game trivia. Here's a hint. What genres of games are represented by Skyrim, StarCraft, and Doom? Good luck sorting those three answers out over the next week. I'll see you back here next Wednesday. This was the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show and get extra stuff, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Brian Rollins. If you love audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. The theme music is Punch Funk by the band Punch Funk. Listen to all their music on Spotify. This podcast is copyrighted by Brian Rollins, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening. Having just moved from Germany, Lotta is new to South B High School, where Eric is trapped with her as his German tutor. Despite being somewhat dazzled by her unusual beauty and keen intelligence, he quickly realizes there may be more to her crabby demeanor and the scary black circles under her eyes than anyone realizes. The unlikely couple must discover the mysterious source of Lotta's debilitating nightmares before madness overtakes her. Uncommon Bonds, a supernatural series written by William E. Noland and narrated by Brian Rollins. Playing with Fire and Hammer to Fall, books 1 and 2 of the series are available now on audiobook. Available on Spotify and everywhere else audiobooks are sold.